Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's recording of the interviews that we did at CPAC, and I apologize, I've been absent a couple of days. I had a minor medical injury, and had to get that checked out, and needed to take a couple of days of rest to work on recovery. So I appreciate your prayers. Keep those coming. Very important. All right, I've got a great program lined up for you today. Pastor Clenard Childress Jr. will be with us. He is the founder and the president of BlackGenocide.org. BlackGenocide.org. If you've never checked out that website, never heard of that before, I would encourage you to do that. We'll talk with him about the real war on Black America that is actually taking place. Robert Curry is with us, top of the next hour, and we'll talk about our founders and our founders' actual vision for America versus the John Locke imposter. Is it the God of the Bible or some druid god of nature? We'll talk about that coming up at the top of the next hour. Barbara from Harlem is with us. We'll get a Harlem perspective coming up at the bottom of this hour, and I believe that you will enjoy Barbara's time with us. She's been with us before. She is a great American and has just some really powerful things to share from her perspective in Harlem. But joining me right now is a dear friend, a good brother in the ministry. He has His Glory is are the programs, and you can find them, by the way, at hisglory.me and click on the programs, 100 Days of Truth. There's Amanda Grace, who I know is followed by a lot of you and a lot of my friends as well. A Window into the Supernatural. I had the pleasure of being on that program. You can find all of the archived programming there as well. And I want to welcome to the program my friend Pastor David Scarlett. Pastor, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg, and our prayers are for you to have a speedy recovery.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate that. Well, speaking of recoveries, you know, America is in a place where I think she needs to recover who she truly is. And you and I were talking in the green room. There seems to be a real hunger in spite of all of it. And I don't know if I shared this with you or not, but Facebook actually shut down my sermon and my testimony over the weekend.
Now I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they said that it was spam, and that it was false advertisement, fraud, and a security risk. I don't know. I don't know how a church service scares them so much, but apparently this one did. But talk about the hunger that we're seeing, because we talked about, you know, Americans have not for maybe many years, and you can opinion on how many years that may be, really heard about the God of the Bible. Talk to me about some of the things that you're seeing as you guys are traveling the country.
Well, we're seeing a hunger for the God of the Bible. We're seeing a hunger for the truth, the Word of God. And you're seeing all across the country and all across the world. The world is looking at America as that beacon of hope, and that beacon of hope and that beacon of light is founded in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He is the Word. So when we see this, we're seeing a tale of two worlds. We're seeing the world that seems like it's melting down and getting worse in the last 18 months with the COVID and vaccines and all this stuff. But in the middle of this, we're seeing a remnant rise on fire and thirsty and hungry for the Word of God. They're pouring into it. And it's not just in the United States. We're seeing it expand, as we're talking in the green room, into Israel as well. I have generals in the Israeli army talking to me sidebar, wanting to know who Messiah is. And we're truly living in the Ezekiel 37 moment.
You know, and I think about, too, that, you know, phenomenally transformed lives as well. A very famous individual who had a huge following before social media and so forth, you know, shut him down, and the left really went after him. But Milo Yiannopoulos had a huge following, especially during the beginning of President Trump's time in office. And he recently rededicated his life to Christ, and is actually talking about putting together in Florida a reparative therapy operation. And you know, I mean, that to me, that is a sign of the kinds of transformation when you simply preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are people who are wanting that truth.
Absolutely. We saw that in the last places we went. We were just in California for the Anaheim Freedom Conference, where many gave their life to Christ at that event. We had an event in San Clemente that thousands showed up as Amanda Grace and our team, His Glory team, were praying over people. And we baptized over 400 people in the Pacific Ocean. There is a fire, and you should see the fire in these people. It's movement, and they're sharing this, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is really, really spreading throughout this country and the world.
For a lot of years, there has been an argument in the church. There was the seeker-friendly version. There was the, we've got to water down what we're saying, because we need, that's the only way we're going to be able to, you know, talk to people and so on. Do you feel like the word needs to be watered down?
No, absolutely not. And you see the judgment coming from God on the watered down conforming church. We were talking in the green room earlier. You're seeing five or six big name pastors falling each week. God is dealing with the conforming church right before our very eyes that is not teaching the true infallible word of God. And there's a huge paradigm shift to the remnant that is completely all in on the word of God. And the judgment and separation of these two churches, the conforming church, which is conforming to the world, versus the remnant church that is preaching the truth of Jesus Christ and is on fire, it is growing and growing and growing. It's a magnificent time to be alive because truth is coming out, and that only truth is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
And God's divine design and plan for how we would live out our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to me
about the Bible.
Go ahead.
The Bible is the blueprint for our life. Every single question we ever have in our lifetime, the answer is in the Word of God. That's why Satan doesn't want us to get into the Word of God, because the answers are there, and the answers are only through him. And the more we get into the Word, the more it sustains us, the more it builds us up, the more we get closer to him, and we walk in his path for his precepts and commandments instead of walking to the conforming world. That's where the church has got it wrong, the conforming church. And God's saying, no more. Judgment's coming down on this conforming church, and my remnant will rise. And we're seeing that right before our very eyes.
When I hear people talking about, you know, where we are and the timeline that we are in, I remind them that, you know, he's coming for an unblemished church. Now, yes, we can talk about the fact that our righteousness is as filthy rags before him, but even still, Christ is looking for a church that is all in, on his plan and how he views the world, the biblical worldview. I would say that in many respects, the church has, as we're talking about this conforming church that's being judged right now, it's really being judged based on apostasy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're defining the Church of Philadelphia. That's what Christ told us. The world would think of the Church of Philadelphia as meek. But Christ tells us to the Church of Philadelphia that you never denied my name and you never denied my word, so I'll make you a pillar in my new Jerusalem. You have to be in the Word not to deny his word. So we have to get in the Word. That's the key. Get in the Word of God. Don't get it from a man. Don't put your hope in a man. Don't put your hope in a woman. Don't put your hope in a pope. Put your hope in the living Christ and his word. He is the word.
Well, and I think another thing, too, that the Lord has really been impressing upon me is the church's response of, whenever there's some challenging situation that arises, the response is, we really can't understand God. And I look at John 15, where Jesus clearly said, no longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends, because a servant knows not what the master is doing, but I've revealed all things to you. John 17, his prayer regarding us being unified, not just as the body of Christ, but also with him. It seems to me that in every situation, if you understand who he is, then you can lay that over any situation you're dealing with, and yes, it's not outside of his character.
That's right. I mean, you made a marvelous point. You know, that's what the conforming church is doing. God works in mysterious ways. That's their way of punting. If the deeper you get in the Word, just like the scripture you just said, that I now call you friend, he will reveal those things to us the closer we get to him. The more we get into the Word, the more we meditate on him, and the more we listen for his steel, or his voice, he's going to share these things with us.
In all your ways, acknowledge him. I think Amen. To that, you know, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And it has to be, it becomes a habit. In every little way, in every little thing, in every positive thing throughout your day, the recognition that anything good comes from God, all of it, doesn't matter what it is, thought pops into your head, whatever it is, the good thoughts, the good things, the good actions, the good leadings, every good thing comes from him.
Amen. Amen.
And it makes, you know, an enormous difference. When we get back, Pastor David, if you'll do me a favor, I would like you to share, because I'm going to bet that there are some people here in our audience today that need a word of hope And then how do I pray for this country? How do I pray for where we are right now as a nation? How do I pray with authority over my community, over my city? Because, folks, what has to happen first is we better war in the spirit so we can see a manifestation of his presence in the natural. We'll be back. Pastor Dave Scarlett, his glory, right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. And my special guest is Pastor Dave Scarlett. And you can find him, again, at His Glory. And it's hisglory.me. Hisglory.me. And I really encourage you to check out all of their incredible programming. They've got phenomenal programming. And if you're not following them, well, you should be. Pastor Dave, talk to us, if you would, just a brief message of hope, and then how do folks pray over their community? And let me just give it to you. Go for it, brother.
Okay. The first is the name of your program is perfect. Chosen Generation. We are that chosen generation, and we're chosen. But will we stand forward with our heart in the name of Jesus Christ? How do we become the light again? How do we become that light? And first, it starts with truly repentance. We repent of the sins that we've done, past, present, and future. We need to then have a love relationship with Jesus Christ in our heart. But from there, once that happens, we need to take action. As David had to take action against Goliath, he knew the Most High God had it, but he had to take the stone and fire the shot. We need to move forward in Jesus Christ. We need to take action. There's no more being on the sidelines and politely clapping. It's time to take action in the name of Jesus Christ, to be bold in His name. Get involved in your local elections. Get involved with your school districts. Make a pendulum change to foundational change that God is the leader of this country, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we are established by our Constitution and our forefathers. We need more biblical people who believe in the Word of God in these school boards, in these congressional and Senate and governor races. And we need people who understand our Constitution. So this is a time of great hope. I really believe this is the greatest time to be alive. Only if you choose, as your program says, this chosen generation, only if you choose in your heart to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you do, it has to come from the heart. It has to be all in. And once you're all in your heart and you get in His Word, it's going to transform you. It's going to transform everything you do, and you're going to become on fire for Him. We're in the end days. We're in the time of Ezekiel 37. We're in the time of Joel 2. This is the time of the great revival. And you don't want to look back on this and say, boy, I wish I would have been a part of this. It's time to step forward now. And you can do that no matter where you're at, listening to this broadcast. You listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent. Seek Him with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. Because the Scripture tells us, if you seek Him diligently, He is diligently, you will find Him, and then take action for His name. He will guide your steps, as the Scripture tells us, and get involved. Take massive action for the kingdom, and let's make this revival go from the United States throughout the entire world in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that's why we named the program. That's why God had me name the program Chosen Generation, Pastor Dave, because it's based on 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. And it's why, and I've had people say to me, well, why do why do they ever say the scripture, and why do you open with that? Well, because those may be the most positive and powerful words you'll hear all day. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who'd not obtained mercy, but have now obtained mercy. Those are such powerful words, if you'll embrace them and act upon them. Pastor Dave, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, my friend. I love you, and I can't wait to see you in San Antonio.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Face to face, absolutely. And it's only July. We'll be in touch, I know, between now and November for sure. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
Please tell all of your team thank you, and God bless them for all that they do. I know it takes a team for us to do all that we're doing, and I'm grateful for yours. God bless you. We'll be back with more after
this. This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for tuning in here. Well, very excited to have my next guest back with us again. She is Barbara from Harlem, and I think it says it all in the name. Barbara, welcome. So good to have you.
Well, it's so good to be back with you. The Chosen Generation. I love that title.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. I entitled our segment today, A View from Harlem, because I think that, yep, you know, we're watching what's happening in New York. We've got, what, guys that are grabbing, you know, arms full of merchandise and running out the door because, well, nobody's going to do anything about it. We've got police officers that are being assaulted, and actually there have been several reports of police officers being jumped, and, you know, five, six, yes, youth basically surrounding, yes, them. I mean, it's really just been crazy. Talk, yes, to me about, yes, how you're seeing this from your perspective, Barbara.
Well, from my perspective, number one, we have too many of our young people who are not socialized, not coming from intact families, and it's easy to recruit them to do things that are unlawful. Another thing is that we have the Democrats running the city, running the state, and, you know, their ideology is an ideology of total darkness. They don't believe in law and order. They're tying the hands of the police officers. So New York is becoming a powder keg, ready to explode any moment. And, I mean, we're on the verge of it. We have a lot of small businesses that have gone down and may never regroup or come back. And they're changing the whole face and scope of New York. It's so saddening to see that. That's why we're in the battle right now to get a new mayor, Curtis Sliwa.
Uh-huh.
A New Yorker all of his life, and to fight somebody like that who believes in our Constitution, believes in law enforcement, believes in our laws, and believes in America.
You know, I remember when, crime was just had escalated and Rudy Giuliani, yes, ran on a platform, yes, of we're going to clean up New York, and he, yes, did, and, you,
yes,
know, businesses, yes, came back, businesses proffered, yes, prospered, yes, tourism, yes, was up,
yes,
you know, and he addressed homeless and he helped them. And,
yes,
and,
yes,
he helped reform neighborhoods, and he worked with the black community, which is something that,
yes,
he doesn't get any credit for because the left doesn't want us to see that.
Listen, I was a Democrat, a registered Democrat, but I knew someone in Harlem who was working with Giuliani, and I worked on his campaign as a Democrat, and I know how many times he was up there in Harlem, and I know that a lot of the leaders of Harlem were going to vote for him, which they did. And, you know, that's what disappoints me with the Republicans, that they don't even want to come up to these places. They say, well, the Democrats rule. But Giuliani was there. Giuliani and his wife at that time, Donna, would come up there to Harlem for them and all of that right in Harlem. And the Republicans need to stop giving up on these inner cities.
Boy, I'll tell you.
And Giuliani did everything he said he was going to do. 125th Street, you could walk down it without being suffocated by all of the incense and everything. He cleaned up 125th. He cleaned up those that would, you stop your car and they run over there and throw something on your windshield. He got rid of all of that. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I lived in that era.
So, yes, let's talk about the difference between that era and where we are today. How do we get back to, because we've got now your generation that lived through that, but you and I have talked before about the usurping of the civil rights movement by people like Sharpton and Jackson and these kinds of individuals. And they're the only ones whose voices are being allowed to be heard. I mean, your voice is out there, but the media is not going to do interviews with you, Barbara, or at least they generally won't.
No. Well, I don't really care, because you know what I do? I do, what do you call it, boots on the ground work. In other words, I interact with individuals. Like just this Sunday, we were there on 125th Street by Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard, giving out Constitution with the Bill of, with the Declaration of Independence, a Bible tract, a flyer that said why we should reject socialism, and the contrast between the Republican and the Democratic Party, their platform. So what we do is we do one-on-one. The media may not cover us, excuse me, but I don't care, because I don't know how many of those people that we're talking to will talk to other people. And that's the mission that we're on. We're giving out this information, and I'm letting people know your vote is very valuable here in America. And I have not had anyone tell me I don't want to read this. They're all taking the information that I'm handing them. So I don't care about the media. The media's been crooked since the 70s when I used to work in the media. And I stopped buying newspapers in the 70s. During the Vietnam War, I was a teletype operator. So I knew what was happening over in the foreign land. And when you got the paper in the morning, nothing that I saw on the teletype that night was there. So from the 70s, I have rejected the newspaper, and I'm so glad that President Trump called it fake news, because that's just what it is. I don't care about that.
Do you think, Barbara, that the average person, I mean, based on the ratings, certainly, MSNBC, CNN, the big fake news, CNBC, the big fake news purveyors, the Today Show is in, you know, the toilet, actually. Do you think that people are finally waking up and seeing that the media is lying to them?
Well, people that I'm talking to, they seem to be waking up. Now, if they'll apply that when they vote and whatever, I can't tell you that. But they say, you know, I read in the paper, and then you explain to them, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, when you watch CNN, blah, blah, blah. And then some of them, I tell them, I said, oh, my goodness, why don't you stop watching CNN? You know what they'll tell me? They say, how do you know? Then I'm able to break that out and let them know, because I've heard it so many times before. This is a program thing that they want you to say, blah, blah. That breaks the ice.
Now,
that breaks the ice.
You know, to that point. I have conversations where people will say, well, okay, but, you know, I don't know that I trust any of it. How do I trust that what you're getting is truth and this other stuff isn't truth? That very question. So give me a rundown. Let's say we're having that conversation and you say that to me. And so my response is okay, but how do I know, Barbara, that what you're telling me or what you're hearing is the truth and what these people over here isn't the truth? I don't believe any of it. I don't believe anything that I read on the internet. At that point, what do we say to that?
Well, what I say to them, and most of those, excuse me, who come like that are churches. I say, well, you know what? That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The Holy Spirit will let us know that no one's perfect, no party is perfect, et cetera, et cetera. Excuse me. But what party is in line, more in line with the Word of God? Then I might quote, you know, 2 Corinthians 10:31, that we have to do everything to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll ask them, that when we put the knife in the hand of an abortionist, are we glorifying God? I mix this and things. And most of the time it works. And I let them know, no party is perfect. Only one perfect is God. But that's why he's given us the Holy Spirit, to lead us the truth, to discern if the Spirit is from God or if it's not from God. I said, rely upon the Holy Spirit, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they calm down.
Now,
they calm down. Yes.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, and what about, you know, I have a gentleman that comes on the program with me who grew up in Oakland. And some of his experience that, you know, there was in his worldview and the way that he saw it, that he experienced some racism. He experienced some real, you know, some negative things. And again, so when I talk to him about, you know, certain things we're seeing or what have you, he's coming from that worldview. How do you talk to that?
Well, in the first chapter of my book, I tell people about a shootout I had with a KKK member. And I was also, when I worked at 7-Eleven, robbed by a white gentleman. But like I tell them, that doesn't justify me hating all people, because the Bible says forgetting those things which are behind. I've learned to not let those things define me. Yes, I used to go, when we used to go down to Florida, I saw the colored and white fountain. I saw that. When I was in elementary school, we were down there for 1 or 2 years. I went to an all black elementary school because the schools were segregated. But I cannot let those things define who I am today. Because God says, you know, we have to put those things in our past and march toward the future. Nobody, nowhere is perfect. Mm-hmm. So yes, we did have racial disturbances, disruptions, and we had racism that where people were killed, crosses were burned on front lawns, but we've come a long way. Thank God that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And people like Abraham Lincoln and many of those whites who died in that Civil War saw the immorality of slavery and fought that my ancestors could be free only because of the Judeo-Christian values. So we can't leave those out of the equation. And we can't let the past define who we are. Because I could hate all white people. I was shot by a KKK. I was threatened by the KKK. But I'm still here.
And you also were hired by Western Union right out of high school.
Yes. Right out of high school, I was recruited.
And
as far as I know, I've always been black. So racism has not stopped me from earning a living because I had skills. Keeping a job because I had a work ethic. Buying home, and even when my marriage dissolved, being able to support 5 children, and they never lived in an apartment. We always had our own home. So racism didn't stop any of those things that define your quality of life.
And if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, you lived in an Italian neighborhood.
In what was that?
I say you lived in an Italian neighborhood at one point.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. In Queens Village, New York. That's right. Good. Yes.
And those folks embraced you and loved you on you, and they were your neighbors.
They were my neighbors. We were friendly. We had a good time. And I had no problem. And this was back in the 60s.
Right.
This was in the 60s. Yes.
And then...
So people can't tell... Uh-huh.
What was your husband's occupation?
He was a police officer. New York City policeman.
So...
Yes.
obviously, he would come home and he didn't bring everything home from the office, but you knew what he was dealing with and the things that were going on. And how many years did he serve?
I think it was maybe about 5 years. It wasn't, he didn't spend, 20 and 25 years on there. I don't think my husband was really cut out for it. At that time, he was getting it on both sides, and he wasn't used to any of that. When I say that, I mean, this was a time when blacks were just going or being integrated on the police force.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Barbara from Harlem. Barbara, you wrote a book. It's been out for just a couple of years, but I really think it's so critical to where we are today, especially in light of, for example, CRT. But I want you to give us just kind of a synopsis of the book. It's called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And that is not the conservative view, by the way, of Black community. That comes from another place. Barbara, tell us about that and your experience.
Well, you know, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations is, I think that title, sums the book up, because racists are the ones who have such low expectations of people of color. And to me, that is not acceptable. We are expected, most of us in our communities, to register for the Democratic Party. Well, the Democratic Party has done a lot of damage to the minds, to the families, and to the Black community on, you know, large scale. In other words, they came into the Black community and told women back in the 60s and 70s that you don't need a man in the house. Have your babies. We'll take care of you. We'll give you affordable housing. We'll give you free food stamps. We'll take care of you. They don't need a daddy in the home. Well, that broke down a lot of the structure of the Black family. You know, when I came into the world, and even in the 50s, and, 2/3 of us were born into intact families where there was a mother and a father. Now, today, we have over 73% of Blacks born without a father in the home. So the Democratic Party has done a lot of damage. While they're saying that they're for Black people, they've done a lot to destroy Black people in Black homes. They're the ones who support the abortion, even the abortion in late term and all of that. And 40% nationwide of the abortions that are performed on Black babies. In addition, New York, more Black babies are aborted than born. So it's a horror what this party has done, and we must escape the low expectations that they have for Black people. So this book is a book designed to open minds and open hearts and change lives.
Barbara Harlem, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations is the book. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Hour number two, straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry. You can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically
chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key, then, is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at trustednewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. Trustednewspaper.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I want to welcome all of our audience all across the country. Great to have you with us today. Also, welcome to those that are listening in Toledo, Ohio. Great to be with you folks today on Truth Network. Good to be with you today. Thanks for being here. Well, folks, I've got a great program lined up for you. If you missed any of our first hour, I encourage you to be sure and check it out. Pastor Dave Scarlett was with us. You can find him at hisglory.me, hisglory.me. Great conversation with him about revival breaking out in our country. Pockets of revival, people being hungry for a biblical worldview. And really wanted to get the truth of the word. So encourage you to check that out. Barbara from Harlem was with us last half hour. Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations is her book. Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Encourage you to check that out. I've got another great hour of programming, hour number two, coming at you right now. I want to welcome my first guest to the program. He's the author of Common Sense Nation, Unlocking the Forgotten Power of the American Idea. He serves on the board of directors of the Claremont Institute, and his articles and reviews have appeared in American Greatness, American Thinker, the Claremont Review of Books, The Federalist, and The Journey of Aesthetics and Art Criticism. He also has a follow-up book, Reclaiming Common Sense, and you can find both of those at encounterbooks.com. Encounterbooks.com. You're looking for Robert Curry. Robert, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Well, I have been talking a bit about this in the program, and I think it's a subject that can at this time from a when we talk about, you know, the saving of America and fighting for America's soul, this is one of, I think, the most critical discussions that can be had within conservative circles. And that is, are we beholding to John Locke and his God of nature, or are we beholding to our founder's actual biblical worldview and the God of the Bible for the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence? Robert, what do you think?
What a great question. Yeah, your listeners, I'm sure, have heard a million times that Locke is the key. Locke is the key to understanding the founders. And we need to look at the founders through the lens of John Locke. Well, it's just, even though it's constantly repeated, it's just not so. Something amazing happened in America between the time that John Locke published his thing and the founding. And that was something called the Great Awakening. And that was a period of enormous upsurge of religious feeling in America. What happened was that American churches were transformed from just the American version of the European churches into the kind of church we have in America now. Which is, if you've gone to Europe, you can find out they don't have churches like ours. They don't have churches like your church. And that transformation took place out of the Great Awakening. And the Great Awakening also gave rise to the revolution. Without the Great Awakening, no revolution. So it was the Great Awakening, this upsurge of Christian feeling, that led to the revolution. And it brought the nation together around an idea, and that is reflected in the way the founders talked. God is deep in everything that we hear from them, and it's not that way with John Locke.
When you think about John Locke, and to me, he talks a lot about the laws of nature and nature's God, and that mindset or that thought process tends to create a very, in my thought process, a very secular view of our country, and subsequently, that seems to be something that, you know, a lot of conservatives, because just as an example, folks, you probably have heard this. All Christians really should be concerned about, or are concerned about, is social issues. And then if it's and then everything else is just about money, which of course the Bible, I mean, Robert, the Bible doesn't talk about money at all, right? I mean, there's nothing in there about money.
you're too much fun to listen to, really. Yeah, I've been thinking about this week as we were just talking about. And I have an article coming out tomorrow that discusses this in some depth, but also briefly. So maybe your listeners will like to hear about that. But let me just take a quick cut through it. You know, the people who say that the founders owe everything to John Locke always point to this life and liberty thing. You know, Declaration's got life and liberty in it, and they took it from John Locke. But that's kind of not what happened. Let me give you a slightly abbreviated version of what John Locke said. Listen closely. Man hath by nature a power to preserve his property, that is, his life, liberty, and estate. Now, that's the claim that says that, see, that from that we can tell that the founders were completely leaning on Locke in the Declaration. But, I'm going to read it one more time because it's unfamiliar. Man hath by nature a power to preserve his property, that is, his life, liberty, and estate. But listen to what Jefferson did to that statement. He said, all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That's a completely different language. And it's got created in there. That is, we are creatures of a creator God. And from that come certain unalienable rights. You know, among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Now that is a religiously a profound vision of humans and of what it means to be a creature of a creator and how that defines our relationship to the state. Now if you look back at the law passage again, I mean, it really, man hath by nature a power to preserve his property, that is life, liberty, and state. I mean, really, that doesn't say, and it's nothing wrong with it. I don't hate it or anything like that, but it doesn't really say anything more than you got a right to defend your life and your property if somebody's trying to take it away from you. It's an unarguable thing, but it's not suffused with the language of creator.
Let me ask you to state that quote of his again.
Locke?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go. Man hath by nature a power to preserve his property.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Now, folks, I want to unpack that for just a second.
Great.
He says, man hath by nature. He gives no credit to the God of the Bible. Man hath in his nature, in who he is, this ability. So the source of man's right or ability to life, liberty, and this pursuit of happiness is man. Man is his own source. And man's nature has these things in it. Scripture tells us that man's heart is evil above all else, and he's made with a sin nature. And our founders recognized this in their writings about creating a more perfect union and the three branches of government to essentially monitor one another to make sure that there is a check in place so that a tyrant doesn't ever rise to power again in America, such as the king in England. And why would they do this if man was inherently good and man inherently by his own nature just had the natural ability to accumulate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
You're just brilliant. I think to a great extent, you know, America's problem is that we've forgotten exactly what you just said, and we've handed power over, to these unelected bureaucrats who are not divided, where the power is not divided in their office. They can make a decision. Enforce that decision, and they can penalize you if you don't follow it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tried to coin this phrase Fauciism, last year, which is rule by government experts, where you don't have the division of powers, and the reason the founders insisted on the division of power is exactly what you said. They understood that we're our central nature. And abandoning that was based on a progressive idea that no, we don't have to worry about that anymore. Now we could just depend on the experts to get it right. Well, if you think that Fauci's getting it right, I just don't know hardly how to talk to you, because that guy is arbitrary as the king, and his expertise is. And I'm going to say this quite modestly. I don't mean to brag. His expertise is less than mine. I could do a better job in that place than him, but he's an official expert, but not a real expert.
Well,
governmental power.
And if you've ever had a battle with the FTC, the EPA, the BLM, right, and any of the alphabet soup, what IRS. You will, yeah, IRS. What you will discover is that these agencies have their own courts, make their own laws, and answer to no one.
Yeah.
And that is predicated on a horrific ruling by a radical Supreme Court at the time called the Chevron Doctrine.
Right.
And we've talked extensively here, folks, on this program before about this. David Shostokas, our constitutional attorney, and I spent nearly an entire program a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday talking about nothing but the Chevron Doctrine and why it is so dangerous and why it is so significant. And again, we're going to come back to this. Robert, don't go anywhere. Here's the issue. At the end of the day, the bottom line is when we take God out and his view, even of man, we're in trouble. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. Hour number two and my special guest. And I really encourage you to get over to EncounterBooks.com. EncounterBooks.com and look up Robert Curry. Robert Curry. And pick up his book, Common Sense Nation. Common Sense Nation, Unlocking the Forgotten Power of the American Idea, and Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. We were talking about, and I mentioned to you that I have, you know, kind of written in the margins here, right? Money, foreign relations, commerce, immigration, man's nature, and the checks and balances of power. Race relations, all of these issues are all found in Scripture. But if we don't unlock the hold that this John Locke argument has, especially on conservatism, we can't get here, I don't think, Robert.
No, I think you're so right. I think it's terribly important, and I don't know anybody else except you who really understands that. So I just want to acknowledge you and maybe even tell your listeners that this is an unusually astute person that we're dealing with here. I mean, of course, I know you have the unfair advantage, you know, Jesus, and that is the unfair advantage, or really the fair advantage, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're so right about the importance of this. You know, and I've written about it. I think I mentioned it before. But if people are interested in looking into this, I have a piece that I'm very proud of coming out tomorrow on American Greatness on this subject. And American Greatness is a fine site if you don't know it. It's safe for Christians. And it's safe for patriots. And I'm proud to be part of that operation. I'm not sure what the title of it will be because the editors generally come up with a title, but I'll be right up at the top somewhere with my name. And if you're interested in this question, I think I do an unusually clear
astute
exposition of this mistake. It'll do you a lot if you want to try to understand this. I know you've been told that John Locke's the answer, but Pastor Greg and I are telling you it's not so, and you can find out quite a bit about this pretty briefly in this article. I'm kind of proud of it, Tate.
Well, and I, you know, again, I'm looking forward to that article, and I want you to share that with me so that I can put it on our blog as well and share it with folks. So we will, make that available to you folks. And why? Again, why is this so critical? Why is it so important? Why is it so significant, especially for Christians to understand this as well? Look, they disengage us as believers when they tell us that America was wholly founded on secular ideas.
Yeah, and that the founders were deists.
Yes.
So, that's really funny.
So the idea that John Locke is somehow the mastermind that they all bought into, and he's the reason we have the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the United States of America. The danger of that is that it does separate church and state, and it does separate us, the church, because it says to us, well, you're confined to this small little arena, this small little area, and you really didn't have anything to do with the making and creation of this great nation. And that's the lie. And it's a lie from the pit of hell, because the purpose of America is to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why the enemy is so after us, is because he doesn't want people getting saved, folks. All right, Robert Curry has been my guest. You can find him also at CG Contributors. Back with more after this.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith. Because right now, we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. Out of time. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. Well, we hear this statement that's being made, and it says there is a systemic racism, and there is a war on Black America and Black Americans. Now, you know, conservatives will argue, no, there's not a war, there's not, you know, we're not a racist country, and I agree. I don't think that we are, but let's for a second say, okay, sure, all right, America is a racist country, and there is a war on Black America. My next guest will talk to us about who is actually conducting that war, and I want to welcome the founder of BlackGenocide.org and minister of the gospel, Reverend Clenard Childress Jr. Reverend, welcome. It's good to have you.
Always great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know that a lot of times when we talk, you know, we try to help people understand, you know, the Civil War and all the efforts that have been made and all the things that have been done to create a more perfect union and to make all men equal. Even in doing that, we still are going to get those that are going to say, oh, I don't care. I, you know, it's still a racist country. Look at this. Look at that.
So Charles Love, my good friend, oft times will say, you know what? Don't argue with them. Just resolve. Or just help them see where it's coming from. Where what they think is happening maybe is somewhat happening, but where it's coming from. Can you talk to me about where you believe the war on Black America actually is taking place?
Well, there's no question right now, especially where it's coming from. It's coming from the Democrat Party's pushing and promoting and legislating oppressive laws that affect the child in the womb, affect marriage, and affect, therefore, education and the future. Now, I just have to backtrack a little bit. African Americans, nobody invaded the country to rescue us. Nobody sent ships to war so slavery would end. What happened was we appealed to the system, and there were those in places in the system that were operating in racism, but America is not racist. The system is not racist. We hold these truths. Now, as Martin Luther King said, they weren't abiding by it. So we didn't need anybody to come in and rescue. We needed activism. We needed those who would stand forth and go into the public square and point out the hypocrisy. So America, the system, it is not a racist country, okay? Or else you would have needed someone to come and rescue you. You claim, if we claim rights, then the rights are in the system. They're not the rights of any other country. We're trying to be here, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and just like human nature, people, if they can take advantage and gain wealth and do other things to bring direct prosperity to themselves, they will abuse, and that's what happened. Now, right now, and I say this, it is so far to the left and so obviously clear that the Democrats' party assault on the Black community, the best kept secret in America, is raging. It is raging. First, even here in New Jersey, they are trying to expand abortion laws, basically that would always mean to target the African American community, even to the point where if the child is born alive, the child can still be put to death by the discretion of the doctor or the mother. And they're saying in the bill, there'll be no investigation. So in order to have a crime, you have to have an investigation. In order for it to be adjudicated or come to court, you'd have to have an investigation. Someone had to be charged. But if you're not going to investigate, you can't charge anybody for the crime. And the education system, this is why the leader of the BLM in Minnesota abandoned BLM, and I can't think of his name right now, I'm sorry, but he basically said that they're not interested in Black people, okay? This is, once again, an arm of George Soros working through the Democrat Party and basically to play the race card to the nth degree and use African-Americans, pitting them against the country and basically painting every African-American as a victim, basically. And so he thought it was a good organization to bring up causes that would help, and he found that they were against school choice. He got out of it, okay? And he saw other things, of course, but the last straw was fighting school choice, which would empower parents and empower the child. So that's not the Republican Party. Anytime you talk about school choice, that's the Republican Party. And anytime school choice has been, it has helped Black families to the nth degree, especially in Washington, D.C. What happens? It was in Washington, D.C. As soon as Obama got in, he threw it out. As soon as the Congress became Republican, they put it back in. It's outrageous how there's only a few, a remnant of African Americans that can see that. But it should be national that this party is the cause of great oppression, not only the eugenics of it, but with the abortion, the targeting of African-Americans, because 1,786 African-Americans are killed each day by abortion. 52% of all African American pregnancies end in abortion. So it's at this point, it's at near 21 million African Americans are missing since 1973 directly due to abortion. 61% of all African American deaths is in the category of abortion. So who, what party has that in their platform? In the platform, okay, is the Democrat Party. And I get frustrated. And yes, I got to laugh because I say, son, keep your strength, because that is as obvious to me and clear to me who is generating this oppression. And we're not stepping back and looking exactly objectively. And these are simple truths, basically, that they can come to the conclusion, but they believe the propaganda. I'll let you get a word in here.
No, you're good. Well, I wanted to say that the gentleman whose name escaped you is Rashad Turner.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes.
And he is now president and executive director of the Minnesota Parent Union, and actually spoke on a video for Take Charge Minnesota, a group that opposes the idea that systemic racism is to blame for the problems in the U.S. society. And again, this is the individual who was the founder of the BLM chapter, who came to the realization that many of us on the outside have been saying all along, and that is that BLM does not care about black lives. They care about political gains. If they cared about black lives, we would have had a reduction in the murder rate in Chicago. We would have a reduction. What happened in Minneapolis, the burning of all those businesses, folks, understand something, that a lot of those businesses were black-owned businesses that they burnt down.
They wiped out
a black-owned community. There's a video, real quick, and I'm going to give you the microphone back, but there was a video that came out from one of our conservative black friends that did a video standing in the middle of where all that burn down was and said, this is where there used to be a convenience store and a drugstore right here. Now, in this neighborhood, and they did a panoramic of the neighborhood, there is nowhere for these people to be able to walk and get a prescription filled or even go to the grocery store. They can't get groceries now. They can't get their medications now. Seniors that live in, and they showed pictures of some of the high rises there, seniors that live here that now they can't get their medication. What are they supposed to do?
It's extremely sad. Of course, the media plays such a role in this, and this is once again why programs like yourself are so desperately needed, because you need the truth or the other juxtaposed up against what they're trying to, the narrative they're trying to create. Shouldn't that there be something very clear to the African-American community? There's something desperately wrong with this type of activism, and we're basically mayors and even in some case governors are basically aiding and abetting. Now Portland has changed their mind, but I guess it's election time. But the fact of the matter is they were actually assisting this. Why? Because it's a political agenda to stay in power, to basically also cause subversion in this country, to diminish it. We're not catching that completely. This is a war. And once again, you would like to be objective and say, well, it's not every Republican does the right thing. Sure. But it's so predominantly being pushed through the Democrat Party, this socialist, this Marxist culturism and hate of America. Critical race theory doesn't come from Republicans. It comes from Democrat the party and those who are elected in the party to push this, to cause this great divide. And it goes beyond, they're not trying to make a place in America. You have to come to the conclusion they are trying to subvert. They are trying to destroy. They are trying to diminish. They are trying to strip the country. And the people even participated in it. Basically, they have promises of present prosperity for themselves, they're bought out. Patrice Cullors buying up to $4 million worth of houses. Why the parents of the children that they were killed, they made dollars off of and didn't give the family anything. Did you hear what I just said? Anything. She's this woman's son. You said they came into my town and raised money on my child's death and gave me nothing. So this is a scheme. It is a ploy. It is basically promising the leadership wealth position, but the total plan is to subvert the country.
Well, and this is why platforms matter. And this is why when you look at AOC and the squad, you know, if you really listen to and look at what it is that they're trying to offer, they're offering socialism, folks. They're offering the very thing that the Cubans, dissidents and protesters have been marching in the streets. And what flag are they hoisting, Reverend? What flag are they hoisting?
I didn't know. Is that the American flag?
Gee, I wonder, right? The stripes of the red, white, and blue. Why?
I wonder why I didn't see much coverage.
Why would the American flag be the symbol in places like Cuba, Hong Kong, Taiwan, you know, even in places like the UK and places like Germany where you had patriots that were rising up trying to take their countries back? What was their symbol of patriotism, their symbol of freedom and independence? It's the United States flag. I wonder why.
Absolutely. That's powerful illustration, basically, of what they know America to be and not what is being painted, you know, totally in the, not only by the Democrat Party, by media. This is a cabal. It is a corporate takeover by these different institutions, but that is a very powerful demonstration from what they know of America. And the people who have been warning the most are people who were living in oppressive countries, and they're asking the question, what is going on here? This is what I ran from. This is what I chose to come to this country for. And we have to, you know, we don't give up. Keep sounding the alarm. But I have to say, you know, to the Christians that are listening, you know, I have to admit, I've been quite frustrated, kind of grieved. Not only, you know, I asked the prayers of the saints for my dear sister who's struggling right now with pancreatic cancer. By the way, your listeners, if they would pray for her. Sure. But her name is Cheryl. But I never thought I'd still be here. I believe in the rapture. I believe in the Lord coming back. I never thought I'd still be here under a government. Now it's the veterans. You're making me take a vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now Google is making them take a vaccine. Well, they're a part of the problem, Google. But there's now the slow incremention of these forced vaccinations. Now, personally, I'm fighting it tooth and nail because I have come to the conclusion by hearing others who are skilled in this that these are not safe. They're diabolical. They're harmful. Anytime you have people having metal stuck to them, I think you need to step back and basically say, we need to rethink this. But I'm wondering why they're not. And that is the most scary thing.
We'll be back right after this.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guest is Reverend Clenard Childress, Jr., and you can find him at blackgenocide.org, blackgenocide.org. And I really would encourage you to become familiar with that site, and especially as Christians, you know, praying regarding this issue of abortion. I know that is a major issue for us. We want abortion to stop, but when you see the statistics and the numbers and the information that is consistently gathered at blackgenocide.org. I can't think of an even better or greater argument for abortion to stop, and especially in the black community. So I really encourage you to check out that information. Also, very quickly, tomorrow on the program, Don Jans is with us. David Horowitz is with us tomorrow. John Pierce, and we're going to get into January the 6th. He's representing a number of the individuals there. New decision now, they're not going to get a speedy trial. They're not entitled to their constitutional rights. You got to ask why. And then Rick Renee, blessed to teach. And we'll talk with Rick tomorrow on the program as well. Reverend, we're talking about, you know, the vaccine, the masks, the mandates. And I think that's the thing that is most disconcerting to me. Is, you know, the church was the point of resistance against tyranny, whether it's been communism, whether it was Hitler's Nazism, what have you. You know, much of the, not a lot, but there were certainly members of the church, Bonhoeffer, I think of in particular, that were the leaders of that dissent that was pushing back against unbiblical and ungodly leadership. Can you speak to that for just a moment as we close out?
No question. Muhlenberg, he was in the pulpit, preached his sermon, took off his robe. Underneath his robe was his uniform for battle, his military uniform, saying he was going to stand against the tyranny of the of England. And he was a preacher, and it was the preacher that galvanized everything in that movement initially.
And just as it was with the Civil Rights Movement, it were preachers that galvanized that movement, the church. As the church has been so complicit in this. First of all, when you talk about abortion, these are the same people with these vaccines, basically, that are Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci. These are persons who are well familiar with the United Nations population control. I protested in Bill Gates' office in Seattle in early. Me and our national director, Reverend Dr. Johnny Hunter, we went to Seattle into his offices, and we stayed until security, you know, pushed us out. Why? Because they are obsessed with social engineering, they're obsessed with population control, and they're obsessed with diminishing people of color. So as any time I hear of a church setting up their church to give out vaccines, a church setting up their church and allowing Planned Parenthood to come in, a church basically that's a part of the problem, it is very depressing, but it's going to end. I believe the church is beginning now to rise up, and especially with these mandated vaccines, I don't think that's going to sit well. I don't think that's going to sit well. That may be the tipping point right there.
Thank you. Reverend Clenard Childress Jr., blackgenocide.org. I'm Pastor Greg, your host for Chosen Generation Radio. Remember, at the end of the day, I'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him, and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day, when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.